Tarzan and the Diamond of Arshair. Atan Tom, seeking a legendary gem known as the Father of Diamonds and said to be hidden in the forbidden city of Asher, has joined the Gregory Safari. Helen Gregory is searching for her brother, Brian, whom she believes is in Asher. Encamped in the jungle, Helen mysteriously vanishes from the safari, and Tarzan goes in search of her. Darno discovers, scratched on the wall of an ancient causeway, a clue to Helen's whereabouts, and the party proceeds along the age-old riverbed without their bearers, who have refused to accompany them farther because of a taboo on the region, and deserted. Arriving near the end of the causeway, the little party hears Tarzan's kill call in the distance.
Tarzan!
Oui, oui, grâce au bon Dieu, Tarzan!
Not so fast, Lieutenant. That may not be Tarzan. It been the kill call of the great apes, all right. But Tarzan, I don't know.
Larson is right, Darno. The chances are very much against that being Tarzan. It is said that a tribe of great talking apes live in our share. What you just heard may have been one of them.
No, it cannot be. I know Tarzan's voice. I have heard that call too many times. No, no, Tom. It must be Tarzan. Come, let us hurry.
At least let us not become separated until we have made certain.
We are almost at the end of the causeway now. That opening does not seem to have grown on the brush.
Yeah, on the light, the sweet soft moonlight. It is a bright day out there. We better stay into the shadow of this tunnel until we know who that was.
Tarzan! Tarzan!
Hello! Darno!
You see, Vahitong? It is he.
Par ici, Tarzan! This way!
Thank God he is not dead.
We've been pretty close to the edge of the jungle here. That been open country out there.
Hello! Darno! Where are you? Here, Tarzan!
He's out there in the moonlight, in the open, just beyond the edge of the jungle. I see him. He's coming.
Yes, and he is alone.
Well, Darno, Margaret, well, I'm glad to see you all.
Oh, I'm so glad you are back with us again.
We had given you up for dead, all but Lieutenant Darno.
But you are alone, Tarzan. You found nothing.
No, Darno, not a single trace of Helen. I can't understand it.
Did you go in this tunnel?
Yes, quite a little way. All I found were indications of a small party having passed through not long ago.
And you found no clue to my Elaine in there? Alors, you did not go far enough, mon ami. For we found her name scratched on a stone wall. That is why we came through the causeway.
And that is very likely why you found no trace of her in the jungle, Tarzan. She was not in the jungle.
You are probably right. Anything else besides her name? Any other clues?
Good captive over her name and an arrow pointing this way. We follow.
I'm pretty certain I know where Helen was taken.
You are? Mon Dieu, where?
Well, at least I have a pretty good idea. If she was in the causeway, she must have been with a party I found indications of. There was only one direction which they could have gone from here. They went out there.
Into the open country.
I am beginning to understand Brian Gregory's disappearance now. If he is alive, he may be in our share.
My friends, we are approaching the end of our journey.
You mean that we are...
I mean, if the legend of our share and the Father of Diamonds is true, then that black mountain you see out there is our goal.
But where, Bende, city of Asher? Does that map show it?
According to the story, Tuambaca is an extinct volcano. The city lies inside the crater.
Oh, but how are we to get inside?
I do not anticipate much trouble, Wolf, in gaining the city.
I don't like the way you say that. What do you mean?
You have an imagination of your own, my friend. Use it.
But you people are alone. What happened to your bearers?
When we decided to follow the causeway, they left us.
Mbuli flatly refused to go further. For him and the blacks, it was taboo.
You see, when we found Elaine's name scratched in the wall of that old canal bed, we naturally followed it, thinking that we might find their clue.
And did you?
We found hieroglyphs, undoubtedly Egyptian, and death's head masks carved in the wall. Perhaps even a shrine, if it may be called that.
And when we saw the moonlight through the end of the causeway and were close to the opening, we heard your call. Oh, it was one of the most welcome sounds I have ever heard.
May Kiskilyavi, you were attacked, Tarzan?
No, I killed for meat. The carcass of Horta, the boar, is over here at the edge of the jungle.
But where have you been all the time, Tarzan? We hoped every day for your return.
The night I left you, when Helen disappeared, I circled the camp and made sure there was no one near. Then I went to sleep in a tree and waited for daylight.
Yeah, and then?
In the morning, I came in this direction, following the course shown in Helen's map. I reached this spot and covered the edge of the jungle for miles, up and down.
And you found no trace of Helen?
None.
Oh, if you had only gone a little farther into the causeway.
It makes no difference now. However, after traveling along the edge of the jungle, I came back here. Found the causeway and indications that someone had passed that way. Then I went out there into the open country.
How far did you go?
Far enough to convince me that there is a good road leading straight to Tuambaca.
A road over that rocky expanse?
Yes. You see that black cone-shaped mountain up there?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that is undoubtedly Tuambaca. I started toward it. Before I had gone a quarter of a mile, I realized that I was on a well-traveled road.
It is cut out of the rock?
No, Tom, it is worn out. And it must have taken hundreds of years and the constant passage of thousands of feet, either bare or in sandals, because the roadbed is as smooth as glass.
The mountain is very far away. It will be many days before we reach it.
Not so far, Margaret.
But tough traveling over that rock. It was stifling coming through the jungle. But that's going to be worse.
Yes, Wolf, it's going to be hard traveling. Rock hard as iron, volcanic. We'll have to be careful of the animals.
Animals? What kind of animals?
I don't really know.
You have not seen any of them?
Yes, Tom, I saw something. But it's nothing like anything I had ever seen before. However, we'll worry about the animals when we meet them.
Well, was there any indications of water out there?
I saw none. We'll carry canteens and as few supplies as possible.
Yeah, we've already stripped down to the bare necessities.
Anything we can do without, we must leave behind. And now let's all get some rest. I want to start very early in the morning.
Bien, bien. I shall take Wolf and Larson and we shall gather firewood.
Come with me.
You stay here with Margaret, Tom. I'll go out and bring in that boar I killed.
I will help you with that.
Not necessary. I can manage Horta. You start a fire.
Tuambaca, the mountain of sunrise. It looks awe-inspiring. Cold out there in the moonlight. I wonder, Atan, what we shall find beyond its rim.
I wonder.
So, this will at least start our animal fire. And we must build it large enough to keep the beasts away.
Well, here's the meat. I'll have some ready for that fire in just a moment. Did you find animals in the causeway, Tom?
None. We found some indications of them where they had fallen into the canal bed, that is all.
There been plenty wood right here off the edge of the tunnel, Lieutenant. Dead tree.
That is it, Flosson. Now, here we have fresh meat. Come and help yourself. Any wood.
A desolate, forbidding outlook, my friends, that rock-ribbed terrain over there.
Yeah, it is that. But if there is a road, like Tarzan says, maybe it won't be so tough.
At least we can make better time. There will be no jungle to cut through and no bearers to hold us back.
Well, if we are going on, we'll have to cross it, no matter how bad it is. Now, we'll divide the watch among us 5 men. I'll take the last watch.
That gives you a longer watch than us.
Never mind that, Larson. It'll be only a half hour or so longer. By the way, Tom, if you have no objections, I'd like to look at the little map.
No objections, of course. Here it is. While you are examining it, I think I should walk out there in the open before turning in for the night.
Wait a minute, Tom. I go with you. I'll stretch my legs a little.
Stay within sight and call, Tom, and be careful. As I told you, there are strange animals roaming that rocky country.
I'm not going far. Are you coming, Wolf?
Yeah.
You had better take a rifle with you.
I have my revolver. That's enough.
You have something to say to me, Wolf?
Oh, nothing much. I just want to know how we stand, you and I.
How we stand?
Ah, do we work together on that diamond proposition, or am I working alone?
Oh, I see. My offer of £1,000 no longer interests you, then.
Well, those fellows back there may be only after what they say they are, but, you know, looking for young Gregory, now the girl. But again, they may be after that diamond, too. I don't know.
I have Tarzan's word that he is not interested in the father of diamonds.
Yeah, his word. A man's word don't always hold good. When it comes to treasure.
You are not a student of character, Wolf. Tarzan will keep his word once it is given. In that respect, he is the absolute primitive man.
He's a primitive savage in more ways than that. If he thought that the men needed killing, he would kill like that.
I have often wondered why he has not assisted you into the heavenly paradise.
What do you mean by that, Tom?
Nothing, Wolf. Nothing.
Well, how is it? Where does Magra stand with you?
Magra? You will leave Magra out of this entirely.
No, she ain't out of this. And I'm going to have her when we get that diamond.
Oh, so you love Magra, is that it? You wish to marry her?
Well, I didn't say anything about marriage yet.
Wolf, you are after all something of a swine. Tarzan should have killed you long ago. He would have saved me the duty.
Oh, Mr. Tom. That's the way you feel about it, huh? Well, that diamond ain't big enough for both of us. And I am going to have Margaret.
I say no.
And when it comes to killing, I'm pretty good at that myself. Only one of us goes on from here, and that is Wolf.